Hello, this is Pops and JKT from the Black Mike Studios in Northeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody's well and safe. So, what are we talking about first?
Well, the news,
obviously. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here's some major news first. Well, Universal Pictures released the movie Trolls 2 right to demand, still waiting for the theaters to reopen. That caused a big stink with Regal Cinemas and now AMC Theaters. Now they will not play Universal movies anymore in the theaters. So that means no more your Fast and the Furious movies in the theaters, or Invisible Man was Universal.
Well, why did they do that? Because Universal said they made more money now.
Because, okay.
And going to the theaters.
That's because Universal has a deal with Vudu or whatever, Video On Demand Service, where they get 80% of the profit. So if you're paying $20 to rent a movie, so they get 80% of that, which is what, 18?
16 bucks.
16 bucks? Okay.
So
yeah, it's, I mean, I personally think movie theaters are starting to get outdated anyway. I
think that's a dying business.
Breed.
Yeah.
The only kind of movie theater I like still going to is like drive-ins.
Okay.
I like going to like Becky's Drive-In. You know, that's a nice place to go to for the family.
So, and there you see two movies for the
two
price
movies
of one.
Not even for the price, but for the price of like $9.
Yeah, or something, right.
So, it's honestly, it's crazy.
I can remember that used to be like $3 back in the days.
I remember I don't really talk to him anymore, but one friend, whenever his birthday came up, he'd give us all his friends like free movie tickets to go to Becky's. He's family owned Becky's.
Oh, okay.
Like his grandmother, I think. Something like that, and I'm wrong. Tell me, my friends know.
Anyway, we had a fire down the road that burned. Remember all those fire trucks went by, and it was on fire up here in Morristown Township. So,
crazy.
They said they're going to open up 24 counties in Pennsylvania.
Back, I don't know what would that be. North of what?
North.
Would that be northeast?
No, that would be
northwest.
In the northern part of Pennsylvania.
It's not in our area. I mean, our area, I think, has like some of the, like, not really the most, but at least one of the top couple.
What's that say? Turn that back one.
Where?
Congressman seeking converse relief for cannabis industry.
For a pot industry.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy people. I want to check something real quick. Well, Monday is National Star Wars Day, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. May the 4th be with you. Ha, ha, ha. So, Monday, Disney Plus will have The Rise of Skywalker. So, that means all 9 main Star Wars movies on there. And next episode of the Clone Wars TV show, the final episode. And a documentary about them making the Mandalorian TV show, which might be good. I don't know.
So,
another thing we watched. Me and Pops watched the Parks and Recreation special. You know, they did it over a Zoom conference type thing. It was all right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It wasn't bad. They were raising money for Feeding America.
Yeah, Feeding America, right.
So it was honestly nice. It's cool.
What else?
U.S. Well, here's one thing. It's coming up. U.S. FDA approves emergency use of antiviral drug Remdesivir to treat COVID-19 patients. So that's, maybe they're trying to find a thing through that.
No, they're trying to help it, at least help people.
That's a bit other day about news. I'm sorry. It's hard for us to find news, honestly. I don't know why, but sometimes it's difficult more than other times. Some days are, you know, less newsworthy stuff. So, yeah. See, I see all up there is like there's like no cases at all. Where they released, like the light blue is like 50, and the white's like none, and then like the darker blues are more people.
Oh, okay.
Like those places really didn't have any.
Huh.
It just.
When will the amusement park open up? What did it say?
Timetables are open ended, it says.
Well, that sucks for them. Uh-huh. And we got those passes for
Great Escape. And I want to take my friend Ethan again. That was fun. Anyway. It's so hard.
Anything is about this virus.
Yeah, we didn't really want to talk about that much. I mean, you know, little things, but sometimes just
that's the only thing that's talking going on, you know? So,
anything.
JKT bought his girlfriend an Xbox.
Yeah, I got my girlfriend an Xbox.
So they could play together.
Yeah, now we're
best of buddies.
Yeah, now we've been playing together. She ordered a headset, which is supposed to come today, might come tomorrow. I'm gonna look up something. Oh, I was talking to Pops about it earlier. I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but
what's that?
That Elon Musk.
Oh yeah.
So, Elon Musk wants the country to reopen. He wants it to reopen. This guy's worth $38 billion. He's worth a lot of money. This guy's also he does not care about the American worker at all. He does not care about you. If you work there, I don't think he cares.
What would you say, anybody who quit?
I think people that usually quit Tesla complain about him. You know, I mean, people that talk to him. How many kids does he have? Holy shit. I'm sorry. That's just how many kids he has. Yeah, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids.
Oh.
They have. Huh. All right, anyway. Let's see this. Elon Musk's Twitter rant tanks Tesla's stock price.
Yeah.
And also, I've heard years ago that, like, he is very anti-worker. He doesn't care about his workers at all. He was getting sued by the federal government because he was treating his workers so badly in the workplace. The company, but he owns the company. Now, what's this new article that's out? Was Elon's Tesla Twitter meltdown illegal? That makes no sense to me. Let's read it. Today, Musk tweeted he'd sell almost all of his physical possessions. Well, all right. Then he tweeted Tesla's share price is too high, setting his shares down. Then he tweeted part of the Star Spangled Banner, America's difficult to sing the national anthem. He encouraged us all to rage against the dying light of consciousness, which somewhat mangles the meter of Dylan Thomas's best-known poem. He announced his girlfriend, the musician Grimes, is mad at him. True may only have started today, and Musk has been melting down all week. For instance, there is the unhinged ranting on his earnings call about the fascist stay-home order.
Well, look what happened at our works. Two girls got sick, and I think they hit it. Now they're saying they were allergic to something.
There's no... You
know, I told him, I said, I'm going to call my buddy at the hospital and find out what's going on here. You can't do that. That's a HIPAA breach. I go, yes, I can. I can do that. As long as they don't tell me no names, they can do it. You know what I mean?
But what I'm trying to say is big businesses would open to make money.
Little businesses have to
be open right now. I mean, we just filmed our restaurant Junkie early for Tuesday. Right. Today, I mean, support our local business. I mean,
try to help you out with the local restaurants and that. Buy if you can. So I know some people are hurting for money right now.
I don't know. A lot of big businesses, a lot of like people are own it. I liked Elon Musk. And then he started like freaking out for no reason about reopening this country. This is against their civil rights. I'm like, no, we're facing a virus. We keep it closed until we get it sorted out. Whatever. Right. I'm a big like. I don't want to spread
it. But now, we'll wait for later.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you want to,
yeah.
20 minutes remaining. Only 8, man. So, it's so hard to find news today. Okay.
What else?
Hmm.
Put national news on.
National
see what happens.
News. Well, we can talk about, I know Florida reopened their beaches. They interviewed this guy on the Florida beach. You know what he was dressed as? The Grim Reaper, like Death.
Oh, really?
He was wearing a black hood, a sight.
Well, I heard that they're not allowed to like lay on the beach. You only can only walk or hike. You know what I mean?
I would not. I'm not. Let me look at Fox News. Let me look at Fox News. Here we go. This is national news. Oh, ooh.
Oh, King Jong-un made his first appearance.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about him, but I was like, oh, maybe he's passed away. Because I don't know. I don't like. You know, I don't like a fascist dictator.
Why are you going so fast?
I don't mean to. I was just scrolling.
Oh yeah, to go back to that Flynn, they might leave Flynn out because they said they did stuff illegally to put him in jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's Ruben S. Flynn? I don't know who that is.
He was Secretary of State or something under Trump.
Hmm.
Yeah. So what else?
Oh, apparently... Oh. Now, I saw this on Facebook and it really bothered me.
What's that?
So this girl my age, posted on Facebook, I was in the hospital today, you know, getting my checkup for my baby, and I noticed that half the rooms weren't being used. And I asked them, the news says the rooms are all being used. Well, and the doctor said, that's the media telling you that. That she could have been walking through in a wing that they only used.
No, that's the truth. They say some doctors are even on vacation or getting laid off, and that, and doctors and nurses.
That says, I don't know.
Then hit as big. They said 3 million people were going to get sick.
We're at a million now. Then they said, worldwide.
Then they said like 2 million.
Then we're at a million now.
Yeah,
right?
Or something like that. How many are in the hospitals? I don't know.
Oh, but apparently I saw earlier today, America has the biggest relief out of anybody.
What?
Like relief. Like, you know, you get it and it gets away.
Oh, okay. Relief.
I don't know if that's Kim Jong-un thing.
I wonder how long this is going to last. I hope they come out with a... What would you say? Somebody's working on a...
Oxford was, I saw.
Yeah.
Apparently Trump said... I'm not reading this, and this is, like, weird to me. I don't know if Trump would... Oh, maybe he did say it. Okay. So, Trump said, Kim Jong-un's health's unclear, but I wish him well. I mean, at least, you know, like, he can't say, I hope he dies or anything like that. He can't say that. He's a president of the United States. He can't say that. What do you expect him to say?
Right.
Like, he has, you know, I'm sure Trump doesn't like him as much as we do, and he's trying to ease relations instead of place him something. I don't even want to. Just, he ease relations with him. He's not trying to say, oh, I hope he dies. He's like, but he can't say that. It's not, like, allowed. Anyway. I don't want to look at the virus anymore. That's going to be U.S. news. It's U.S. Okay. And
we're probably going to talk about the virus.
Yeah, exactly. So several states being relaxed over lockdown. New York driver caught doing 142 miles and 55 miles per hour on a 2-lane parkway. New York drivers. Here's a cool thing. These two artists, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, announced a new song, and all the proceeds from that song go to the relief for the coronavirus.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. My nephew and your cousin's getting married next weekend.
Yeah, I forgot.
What are you having it on, Facebook?
Facebook Live or something like that.
Yeah.
And I might, I volunteered to work next weekend on the day of the marriage. I know it's the day of the marriage, but I volunteered to work. To dress up as a superhero or whatever, to go in and volunteer.
What are they gonna do?
We go to the park, and you know we stand there dressed up, get pictures taken. Say, you know,
that means you're not six foot apart.
I don't know. I don't have to see if pictures taken or not. I have to look at the email later. Man.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not looking at the email now. Hold on.
They will get back to you.
Let me look. Actually, let me check my Gmail. Oh, not poor. Hold on, I'm looking at my email real quick. Nope. That makes me mad, man. I emailed him. Maybe I'm wrong, but... Okay. So, I guess we just stand there behind stuff, and you know, the kids can look at us, and, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, they get pictures.
They're trying to make things so kids can get out of the house a little bit, because...
I applied for it, so that's a cool thing. The character cruise through. I literally sent them a message. Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah, she got back to me. She didn't say she did. Awesome. Uh-oh. I knew she was going to ask me that. I don't know why I applied. What? Do you have a costume to wear? No. My thing is, I have a lightsaber up there, right? That's me in a row.
How about the other mask?
Which one?
That we got down in West Virginia.
That one right there, the Fallout mask?
Yeah.
If I had like...
Don't you have a Fallout shirt?
I could wear it. Kids don't know that.
Oh, don't they?
No. Not a lot of them. Whatever, I'll figure it out. Let me reply and say, no, but I have a prop. No, but...
Yeah,
I'll apply after the podcast is over. Anyway, So, let's see.
So getting back to work, I think they didn't tell second shift about it because they were scared everybody would leave.
That's like
they only want to keep us here for make money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Today they had no inbounds. They sent home like 15 people, but
they big businesses don't care about the people. They really just want to make money right
That's
now.
That's right.
It's kind of we should be together right now, not like.
Well, people have to work.
I understand that.
There's like 30 million people on unemployment or something like that.
Well, yeah, 33 million.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to look at more news articles. None of these really catch my eyes. They're all about the virus. I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, anything. That's all that's going on right now in the news.
I know.
There's one Walmart closed down because they had like 29 people infected. Right now.
Workers,
yeah. I forget what state that was in, but it was in one of these states. So, I hope everybody's doing good.
Yeah,
and
I hope
staying,
doing well.
You know, call your friends, text them, Facebook them, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all these social busy, medias so. Now, so we can keep in contact no matter
what.
So. Oh, I wonder if my friend Olivia is still going to Spain this year.
Oh, that's right. She was supposed to be an exchange student.
In June. And she didn't go.
Did you ask her recently? No.
No, I haven't asked her. I've been forgetting to.
You should ask her.
I know. I'll ask her when she has no next podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get the main topic of the day, Pops.
Well, we'll wait.
Well, for the ad, but.
Right.
All right. We're getting the main topic of the day. See you after the ad.
Okay. This is Pops and JKT, and we're going to.
Talk about
the protests that were today all over the United States.
It's been like, I know some states, other states have been protesting before today, but today is like the most prominent, I think.
They had one in Michigan, I think LA.
The other day was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they have them all over. The Walmarts, there's protests. There's protests
Targets
at
everywhere. Target.
FedEx.
Amazon.
Right.
Well, I understand workers because they're scared of getting it. I mean, especially Amazon, they import their stuff from, like, different countries, so they have more of a likelihood of probably getting it. Same with Target and Walmart, they import themselves right from.
Now I think people are getting pissed off, they're thinking it's just...
a fluke?
Yeah, that certain groups of people in the government are using it for, to try to get rid of Trump.
Well, I hear that.
Yeah, they're thinking they're using it for political purposes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw people...
To make it, you know, the stock market to go down, drop down low.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I see people, like, saying that those protests, this guy, this YouTuber went there. I don't remember his name, because I already credit him in this podcast, but he went to one of those protests, you know, wearing masks and gloves. Nope. People at protests weren't really wearing masks, whatever. He's talking to him, and he's like, what do you think this coronavirus is? And then one guy said, I think it's the 5G towers, ever since they put them up. This virus came.
What's 5G towers?
Like, you know how you get the phone reception? 4G LTE, 5G is the next step up.
See, that gun protest is ending Michigan State House.
No, they were armed. Like, that's
I know.
I don't think there's a need to be armed. If you're going to protest, I think
Keep on scrolling down one.
Our protesters demonstrate against COVID-19 lockdown.
Especially in Michigan. They're really... Oh, they're in California. Where else?
Well, last time I saw it was...
Well, at the Amazon and FedEx, they were saying that they should get paid sick days, which we don't have here in Pennsylvania, which they should. They should make all companies pay their employees. Like, for every so many hours of work, you get so many paid sick time, you know? These companies take advantage of the people that are working for them and all that. It's about time somebody speaks up, you know?
It says in this article, this website says at least 10 states demand end the lockdown.
Right. Let's see what 10 states
are. Yeah, I was on the chat. So this is from, I want to put this out there.
The Hill.
The Hill.
Okay.
This is thehill.com. So you can find it on that website. I don't want to get like sued by them.
What does that say about Trump right there?
What? Oh, they're.
Oh, the.
Oh, what the? What? Really? You're comparing this to Nazi Germany?
Yeah, because they're taking away everybody's privileges.
That's not Nazi Germany was like we're not gassing any, we're not killing Jews. I mean, we're staying at home being safe. Yeah, if you want to end the lockdown, stay at home, be safe. You have the right to protest. I get that. You have the right to protest. We all have the right to protest. Don't do it with guns. Go out into the signs, say you don't like it, whatever. But this is not Nazi Germany.
I know. But that's what the people are thinking now. People are thinking that they're taking away our civil liberties.
That's New York right there.
Oh, really?
It says right there, open New York.
What? Right.
That's New York. I don't know what part of New York.
Does it say?
No. I wish it pictured what you think it would, but it don't. So far, it's California, Colorado, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Tennessee, and Washington.
Okay.
What are the big ones? I don't know when that was. Well, that was today. Okay.
I think last week we had one in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
So, like I said, people are getting, like, they're thinking it's not as big as what they said. Like they said the hospitals are going to be full. They may build all these hospitals, and they're all empty.
You see this. This guy posted, he says, so much of the coverage of these reopen events make them look big. Here's a reopened New York protest today. That is, like, I'm going to say 20 people, or 30.
Oh, yeah.
They make them seem like there's a million.
Trump said he was flying somewhere. And you have a rally or somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I heard it on the news today. I forget when.
You see that the guy... Oh, I'm sorry. This is off topic real quick. I just thought of this. The guy from... what's that show? The Ducks? Duck Dynasty?
Yeah.
Someone drive-by shot at his house. They got him. You know, they arrested him. So, anyway, but yeah. A lot of people... I don't know. I understand protesting. I get you don't want to be home anymore. And I get that... I don't know. I saw like cats got it. It's crazy.
They're just going on and on. Then they're getting all the money for their buddies. The Democrats won't. You know what I mean? It's the truth too. So
it's crazy though. It's this whole thing is just crazy. This whole virus, these protests against it. I just hope it doesn't get too violent. You know.
I know.
That's one thing I'm hoping it doesn't get happen. So when that happens, I don't know what to say. Armed groups marching.
In Michigan's the worst, actually, I think.
That's crazy.
Where is that at?
North Carolina. With guns marching really? In the road and stuff.
Well, it's about time American... Yeah, it's a good thing. It's showing that the American people ain't going to leave this... take away their liberties. That's the best thing in the world. What do you mean?
Well, because it's...
What, you going to be pussies when you grow up or what? Yes.
It's dead.
You protest.
Yeah, if you're against it, I understand staying home. I have nothing better to do anyway.
When's the last time people protested, you know?
Maybe when Trump was getting elected.
No, when Vietnam was.
Oh, okay. Anti-war, yeah.
That's right. It's about time people speak up.
They were also protesting when Trump was getting elected.
Not that much. It's about time people got bald and started saying something. What? What do you mean?
Well, no. I don't know. Okay.
I'm an old person.
I know you are. I saw this.
I think protest is good.
I saw one of those TikToks the other day.
Right.
And it was like, so, what's the difference between Republicans and Democrats, right? And this guy was like, Republicans, when Obama got elected, there wasn't that much fighting or anything. We just dealt with it. But when Trump got elected, you guys threw a fit, burning flags, all that.
Right, because they were scared. That's why. They're pussies. So, it's about time somebody steps in. This is going too far, I think. I know it's good to be safe and everything. I don't want to catch it. You don't want to catch it. But if you're going to catch it, you're going to catch it just like the fucking virus. Any other kind of flu or whatever. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Everything about protesting.
Oh, yeah.
But they went too far and they're not opening up. People need the work. People need the money. Some people can't even feed themselves or their kids. That's a shame.
What's this governor say? So this is for the former governor of PA, Tom Ridge, said about, what did he say? Says, selfish protests against stay-at-home orders dishonor veterans. How does that work?
I don't know. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
How does that work? How does it, young?
Yeah.
I just, like, how does this honor veterans? That's how it works. Okay.
Why is he in New Jersey anyhow?
Why? Yeah, why is he, what's he, okay. All right, so, go film or met with, this is New Jersey, met with President Donald Trump at the White House on Thursday. Pennsylvania's top health official said the Commonwealth's testing capacity was also expanding somewhat as official prepares for the phase reopening of some counties. You know, just happened.
Look at that. Philadelphia pools won't be open this summer. How if it's 100 fucking degrees? What's the kids going to do?
Open, you know what they do in the movies? They open the fire hydrants. You know, yeah. Like, use the big... Right, Pennsylvania death toll reached 2,192 people, and officials announced 1,397 new confirmed cases. Oh, wow. We're in a total of 45,000 in Philly. Sheesh. And that's the relatively high death.
Oh, that's right. Golf courses are opening today.
Are they?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, down the side. I see. Okay.
Tomorrow.
No, I want to see how that. How does.
Why are golf courses closed to begin with?
You can be far away. You're right. I understand why you're.
You know what I mean? That was a stupid move.
I don't understand. Wait, I want to read that thing about him saying that that dishonors veterans. I don't know what he means by that. I don't get it. He's personally, I think that's dumb to say.
First of all, these restaurants are going to lose, like, they're going to only have a quarter of their business. Imagine trying to make money on a quarter of the business.
All of these businesses are going to be hard. It's a struggle right now. Yeah. I know the government's trying to pay people back help businesses get back on their feet, but. The damage is done. Some businesses won't be getting out of this. And it sucks to say that, but
no, some are going to go under.
Especially if you just opened a month ago,
right?
Then you're screwed. Like,
unless you have lots of money.
Like, if you're a brand new up and coming business and this hits, you're screwed.
And they're saying, you know, now it's going to be hard to get a loan for a house. It's a bad time to sell your home. Nobody wants to buy. And you know what? Really, the biggest ripoff is. The banks are loaning this money from the federal government at 0% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they charge you, what, 4%, 3%? Yeah.
It's honestly, it sucks to say that, like, some small businesses, even, like, some of ones around us might go out of business with this whole virus.
Right.
And I don't know, but I don't really see the corner store doing that well, per se. Like,
I know.
Not as well as it usually does.
And I asked that guy up at the pizza shop I was doing, he said, just getting by.
What that the heck sucks.
Is that? Yeah, you know?
So I guess they're not hiring.
Yeah, I figure you have to be like 6 foot away from everybody. That's like an arm length all the way around.
It honestly just sucks right now.
Keep on scrolling down.
Just, sorry. Oh, wait. Oh, that's not it. Damn it. I want to try to...
What did you play this?
Well, that's the same thing as...
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. NASCAR's returning May 17th. That's cool.
Yeah, there ain't gonna be anybody in the stands. That's the question. You know what I mean? Go slow.
I'm sorry. At least that governor in New Jersey thanked Trump for his help. He says, right, the Governor Murphy thanks Trump for assistance in New Jersey's hour of need. At least he thanked him. Like, some governors, like, bash
Trump. I wonder if we're gonna be able to go to that concert.
I know the European tour is canceled. I don't know about the American tour yet.
That's going to piss me off.
we have a concert. If you don't know, we have a concert to go see Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer, and another band. I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
But, so.
It's a shame that you collect more in unemployment than you can work in.
Private campgrounds reopen.
Now. Oh, yeah, but they can't have campfires.
What?
Yeah, because Melissa was going to go camp. Yeah.
Yeah, campfire.
And they're not opening the pools or anything. So what are kids going to do?
At least have campfires so you can roast marshmallows.
Or they could throw rocks, maybe. I don't know.
That's dumb. What?
I know. Yeah. Because Melissa was going to go camping, then they signed
up.
They
can go camping in their backyard. They have enough property for that. They can take.
I know.
PA to provide $324 million in loans to keep hospitals afloat during the COVID-19
challenge. I don't know who that guy is, but he says he can have a vaccine by...
I forget who Fauci. I'm going to click on it.
I think that's the president's health thing.
Yeah, Fauci. Yeah, he's the president. He's the health guy. He's the health... I think he's the health advisor or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, like there he is.
Top expert. That's what he is. So, he said... By January
15th next year.
I'm not going through this for another year, man. Guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. To postpone your...
My senior graduation. Yeah. Until July. But here's another thing real quick. Now, I know it's bad to ask for anybody to donate money. But donate money to help solve this. Go to Mr. Beast guy we watch on YouTube.
Right.
He did a live stream and raised $4.5 million. And you still donate to it. So if you still come up on YouTube, you know.
Like I say, because some people can't even buy food.
And if you donate a dollar, Google matches that to $2 instead. They pay the other dollar. So we can. I know it's hard to do stuff like this right now at this moment because everybody needs to get the same pay they get. But if we all just work together, be safe, whatever.
And protest. What? What's the matter? You're a pussy.
I'm not. Oh, my God.
The Catholics used to protest about abortions, and they used to lock themselves in pipes so the cops couldn't separate them.
Yeah, I know that. You told me that the other day.
Yeah, didn't you know that?
Well, I didn't know that the other day. I know it now. I knew it.
Yeah, they locked themselves in pipes, and the cops can't separate them. Their arms.
In pipes?
In plastic pipes.
Oh, I
mean. So they can't cut the chain. Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't know what you meant. I thought when you said pipes, I honestly thought you meant like radiator pipes and stuff like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like pipes? Okay, hold on. Let's go to news. I don't like talking. We didn't really like talk about the virus too much, but
red, yellow, and green. Oh,
that's the
color.
So red means we're closed. You know, nothing can't do anything. Yellow means some restrictions.
Okay, let's see what the colors mean.
Okay, so phase red, workplace restrictions is life-saving business only, congregate care and prison restrictions in place, schools for a person in instruction, and most child care facilities closed.
Okay.
So, and the social restrictions, stay-at-home orders, large gatherings prohibited, restaurants and bars limited to carry-out and delivery only, only charter for life-saving purposes encouraged. Phase yellow is workable restrictions, telework must continue where feasible, businesses with in-person operation must follow business and building safety.
Child care open.
Congregate care and prison restrictions in place. Schools remain closed for in-person. So schools remain closed up to the green one.
What'd you say? Now I have no more classes in May.
I heard rumors say that. Oh. I don't know if that's true. But one guy on his staff was like, Mr. Goldschick says that we're not going through school for all of May. So blah, 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 blah. So I hope I don't. You know,
well, there is about AMC said you.
It's not a banned universe. I can't believe that's happening. But
I don't know. Like I said, that's a dying business.
I'd do the theaters.
If I owned a movie theater, I would try to sell it as fast as I could. I would, seriously.
I'd buy it and make it into a house. Make it like a big house, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, you see that? I forget who. Trump. I think it was Trump. I don't know. I shouldn't say Trump. Because. Are making the meat people in the meat industry go back to work?
Yeah, because we need the food.
Yeah, we need the food.
There's going to be a big shortage on meat.
You see that one company, all those workers were staying, were living in the actual warehouse. We're in the meat
process. Oh, really?
For like a month. They were living there.
They were working shoulder by shoulder. But if Trump does that, then they have to supply the safety things.
Do that?
The mask and all that, yeah. See, Biden's getting nailed for sexual assault now.
That's because of that thing I told you about. Back in, I think, the 90s, the Larry King show, while Biden was on the thing with Larry King, this lady called in and said her daughter was molested by this guy in power, but out of respect for him, she won't say his name. And guess what's weird?
What?
That episode's off CBS All Access, so you can't watch it anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That episode's missing. So that means that it probably was Biden.
Yeah.
Because why would it be gone? All of a sudden.
Sexual assault's a funny thing.
Well,
as long as you treat all women the same, Steve, it's not sexual assault. Well, did you know that?
I don't sexually assault anyone, Pops.
I mean, if you say like I call everybody at work
honey or whatever.
Right,
honey.
Right. That's not, but if you called one girl that and nobody else that,
that'd be
sexual assault then. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That really? What?
That'd be sexual
assault was like
no, something like that.
Oh, I thought it was like...
No, there's verbal things, too.
I thought it was like, touching and shit in the workplace. I thought...
It could be, but it could also be by saying stuff like, hey, you want to give me a thing on this table or what? Like that?
Who got that? Someone, which president did that? Was that Bush?
No.
No, was it Clinton?
Clinton.
Yeah, it was Clinton. That's right.
I did not have sex with that lady.
Never.
Yeah, right.
How did he get caught? And looking like,
I don't know how he got caught.
What's that under the desk? Why are you moving like that?
How are we getting off the subject here?
That's funny.
About protesters.
I just thought that. That's hilarious.
So.
Anyway. If you feel your civil liberties are being oppressed upon.
They are.
Hold on, Pops. Go out and protest. Don't carry guns in the streets. Take a sign.
Have a mask on.
Be safe, even though you're protesting. I understand you're protesting against it. Be safe. Don't be dumb.
Right.
You
don't want to catch
it. I know you understand. You don't even want to work, but I'm out of work. I can't even talk about my unemployment thing yet. The PAC, whatever.
Right. So. So that is that it?
I think so.
Okay, so get out there this week and protest, right? Show the world that we have balls. What?
I think that's showing them that we're like.
Oh, they're saying about this one more thing about China. They're saying they should say to China, we're not paying you back any of the money that we owe you. It's like $3 trillion because of this virus.
That could be the relief. Like we were talking about last week.
You know what I mean? So, there's one lady who said she was making a bill up, trying to push it to, yeah.
Because honestly, like we said last week, we should take all our money out of China.
First of all, why did we give that lab $3 million? Why would you even want to invent something? They wanted to find something that goes from bats to humans. Some kind of virus.
They probably wanted to
And you know the military's involved over there. Why would we, United States and Canada, give money to that place to do that?
Maybe we're being told the full truth at the time.
You know what I mean?
I think personally they want to start like chemical, like bioweapons.
China, no, China wants to be bigger and better than the United
States. That's how it's always been.
That's what it is, right?
I personally.
And why did we give all our stuff to China?
To make cheap workers.
Yeah, it's about time we bring this stuff back to the United States. China even makes stuff for the army.
Really?
The military, like the knife goggles, glasses.
Yeah, all that.
Why would we want another country making that shit?
We should be making our own. If we're not.
That's right. We should make our own stuff. Just like now, we have enough fuel for ourselves. We don't have to import fuel.
Surprising.
You know what I mean?
We used to import tons
of fuel, right? And we were held captive by, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll cut off your oil. You know what I'm saying? You know?
No.
So,
China. I think we should pull all our businesses, all that, put some towards us and make other stuff in India.
I don't think we should make it anywhere but here.
I don't think there's enough room for it anywhere.
Yeah,
we do.
We have enough.
You think?
Yes. So, even Kellogg's get stuff from like Spain and stuff.
They still accept like imports and whatnot right now?
Yeah, we get shit from Spain. I don't know. I haven't seen any recently.
Oh, you know what I should check? How many cases Spain had that'll determine if she's going to Spain or not.
You know what the best company was? The best country? And they didn't shut down anything? And they're not the highest, but they're like in the middle of the coronavirus? Yeah. Sweden.
Sweden, really?
Yeah. And they're still open for business, all the places.
You know why? I was reading something about how they're looking at Sweden for examples of how to come back to school. Because already over there, they already wear masks to school and stuff.
Oh, so, okay.
Now, like, all the schools and what I'm looking into doing that next year, I guess.
Okay, guys. So, stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask.
It'll be over soon.
Right. We're hoping so. And protest. Okay, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Don't hear from us
next week. Have a good day.
Have a good week.
Adios.
See ya.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.